Bug number seven has been discovered. Kuben is 25,000 rand richer, and this guy is a real-life audio detective. Kuben is a bug super fan. He's worked really, really hard. He's tried before and gotten it wrong, and today he managed to locate the bug in the central Drakensberg. Kuben's on the line right now, and just a couple of minutes ago, this happened. So, Kuben, tell me, what did it feel like when this happened?
So, it's over the moon because, personally, I've got 194 pages. Every clue, everything broken down, including this one here.
This is Bugged.
You managed to track it down to Giant's Castle in the tip-box of the main cave at the Giant's Castle Resort. It is just so impressive. Now, what I want for you to do is I want you to help me understand how you got there. The first clue we heard for bug number seven was this. Change is inevitable. At that point, what are you thinking?
Firstly, it was something to do. I thought it was change with regards to a heritage site in KZN.
Yeah.
Like my first thought was the best thing with number one is change is inevitable with regards to scenery, area, location. I did a Google map on all the sites so far that you found a bug.
Yes.
South, west, central, commercial, Durban, so yes. forth. And there had to be a change of scenery. So that's what I thought, because we did South Coast Bold,
yeah.
We did North Coast Bold.
So you managed to use the word change to kind of interpret the change in scenery, and then we got the next clue. So the next clue we got actually was from Danny, a cryptic clue. The ant ran away to get secretly married. What did you pick up from that?
First and foremost, I thought it was the ant and elephant table,
yeah.
Then the ant and lion. Put all of them together, you get them generally in a nature reserve or zoo.
Yes.
So I went to the nature reserve and then ant and elope.
Yes.
Antelope.
That's exactly right. Wow, Kuben, you're a wizard, bro. You're an actual audio detective. We know that in Okatlamba, it's famous for its black earlunt, which is a type of antelope. And you
right.
managed to put those together and work out antelope. We then got a word scramble. Okay, he, dark, gentler, bank, lotto, Chris. That was on Stacey and Jay Spool on Tuesday afternoon.
That's where I got Giant's Castle, Central Drakensberg in brackets. Yeah, yeah.
Look to the Central Drakensberg.
But yeah. I kept it in a region.
Nice, so nice,
thank
nice.
Thank you, thank you.
Then we got a rhyme on the breakfast show yesterday morning that said, so raise a pint, give a cheer, here's to friends and cold crisp beer.
I have been to Rain Farm where you go on the, you know, the game drive. And I've noticed that with these things they tend to have, they start with they have complimentary beverages. So that gave me an idea of whether it's going to be a game drive near Giant's Castle or the hiking trail.
Yes.
But it was always going to be the hiking trail tour.
We know that Castle Lager is a local South African beer, which we referred to here, and being that the bug is at Giant's Castle Resort.
Yes.
Later on that day, yes. we heard Amakloa from the barrier. Did you pick up anything from that?
Yeah, this one sold it for me.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for two nights. Literally, my wife shouted. I literally went to Amakloa. The first one was the choir in Eastern Cape. They form barriers like a, you know, like a band to get the choir.
Yes.
But they don't qualify because the Eastern Cape. Neither does Limpopo. Then,
okay.
if you look at Ama, Ama is plural. And
plural.
East, the small I is
yes.
singular.
Yes.
Iklawa is a spear.
Yes.
And Amakloa would be spears. Then your next thing would be the barrier spears is the Huka Slamba Drakensberg.
Correct. You got that absolutely right. What a celebration of KZN's proud heritage, referring to Okatlamba being the fact that it is a barrier of spears of Drakensberg. We then heard about Roald Dahl, a fantastic author, yesterday on Stacey and Jay Spool. But which of his books will lead you closer? You picked up on?
The giant and get the right name.
The BFG.
The one with the giant.
The big
yes.
friendly giant. Yes.
Yes.
Kuben, you're a genius. This morning on East Coast Breakfast, 30,000 plus. Tell me about what you picked up from that.
Okay, so this you got to bear with me because even my family realized I had it right. that's where I was losing out. Before the clues, I was having it. Now, just bear with me. 30,000 works in both favors. 30,000 plus is the amount of the estimated paintings in the
yes.
central northern area.
Yes.
But also, sir, one more thing I want to tell you for you. So 30,000 plus minus years ago in the Stone Age is where some of the carvings and paintings have derived. It's there in the notations of Drakensberg. Bro, I'm just letting you know.
You are another level. You are the next level of audio detective. This is mad impressive. Two more clues you managed to hear. Don't cave under the pressure. It's not your last resort. That obviously referred to the cave at the Giant's Castle Resort. Surely you got that, right?
Yes, sir. But we have to keep away from the resort and focus on the tour. So, like I said, if you look at the resort, because remember there was an image, and the image kind of showed it peeking from something. Yeah. So that's where it was similar image to the hole-in-one.
Kuben,
the image had that little bit of sunlight.
You, bro, so impressive. You then would have heard the final clue on Danny's show just a short while ago. You might be rewarded for dropping a gratuity, but only if you look, because there's more to see. Tell me about that. What did you pick up?
Okay, that was the cherry on the top.
Yeah.
I've never been to any sale thing, but I'm a big gratuity guy. Like, I'm a rep, and even today when I left the B&B, I make sure to leave gratuity. But then now, because of COVID, you tend to leave it somewhere. You don't hand it in the hand.
Yeah.
So I thought about it. You cannot drop it on the floor, like when you go to certain places. It had to be something that maybe locked or covered or boxed, again with the image featuring a small slit or hole that's allowing sunlight. And the image showed me that the bug may be more towards the back, so it's inside a box. And the gratuity is normally given towards the end of a tour, even if you go on a ship cruise.
World class detective work. You are a modern day Sherlock. You managed to take that and find the perfect solution for us to track down the seventh bug, and now 25,000 Rand richer. You managed to collect a lot of clues along the way. You went a bit hard on this, Kuben. Like, you are the example of someone who decided to focus front and center on winning this bug. What advice do you have for someone who wants to win the next bug?
The reason I went so hard is the best thing. I think many of the folks around the KZN and whoever's listening out there, like that, people from Kimberley and stuff,
yeah.
The kids are now at home.
Yes.
Use your family as your guide. Use your family
yes.
as support, because together we're all learning. My daughter, I'm teaching her everything that we did. I made her screenshot things for her to learn. Literally showed her Fabry's mine on the way for her to see what minerals are not affected by weathering.
Kuben, you are the kind of person that we made bug for. Congratulations, well done. Thanks for playing along,
sir.
And enjoy the 25,000 Rand, huh? Kuben is 25,000 Rand richer. He managed to locate the seventh bug, and there are still a couple more to be found, potentially. I can't guarantee that, but it does seem more than likely. Be like Kuben, use your family as potential assistance, and find the next bug to win your share of a quarter of a million Rand here on East Coast Radio.
You have found a bug and won 25,000 Rand.